Here, Mishnayis, Masechet Yevamos, we're at the end of Perek Yudbeis, the end of the last Mishnah. Again, when they're doing exactly what is the mitzvah chalitza, that Peshasta Kriya, that they used to read these psukim to them, both the Yovim and the Yevamah had to say psukim. We ended up saying that Ad Kan Hoyimakrin, up until these were the psukim that the Beis Din used to make them read. Now the Mishnah says, the end of the Mishnah was, Ukeshikri Rabbi Hurkinis, Tacha Salem, this place, Bekvar Etum. What he did was, Vagomez Kola Parsha, he read and finished off reading the whole rest of the Parsha, which says there in the Psukim. He even posted, Vinikrish Mervi Yisrael. And therefore, after that, Huchsakuliyas Gomer Kola Parsha, the minig used to be the Makabu this minig, that all the times afterwards, every Chalitza, they would finish off saying, reading the whole Psukim. And the Psukim was, Vinikrish Mervi Yisrael, Beis Chalutz Hanol. That they end up and say this also, that now his name is called Beis Chalutz Hanol. So the Mishnah says, Mitzvah b'dayonim v'lo mitzvah b'tamidim. It's only the dayonim used to say these psukim be makrit, and not tamidim, not the people sitting around, that they did not have to say this pasuk of Nikri Shema B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanol. Rabbi Yudam Yudi says, no, this last pasuk is Mitzvah kol loimdim shom loima. Anybody who was standing there watching the Chalitza, there's a mitzvah for them to say, Chalutz Hanol, Chalutz Hanol, Chalutz Hanol. They have to say it three times. And the Loch attack is like Rabbi Yehuda, anybody there should say Chalutz Hanol three times. Now we're up to Perek Yud Gimel. This talks about this Perek of a mitzvah, the Indian of Miyun, that's a ketano, a girl under 12 years old without two sires. Midiraisa, her father's allowed to marry her off. But if her father was Mace, then Midiraisa, she can't get married, it's only Midirabonin. So talking about Kedusha ketano, let's say her brother or mother married her off. There's another case also, Kedusha Ketana Midirabonin. Let's say the father married her off and she had Nisuyin. And then she got a get, or else the first husband died. So it's also, since she had Nisuyin, she's Yotza, she went out of the father's Rishus. And now the father can't marry her anymore, Midiraisa. Father marries her off, now it's only Midirabonin. So in the case where the Ketana is married Midirabonin, there's a loch of Niyin. When she wants absolve the Kedushin, she doesn't have to receive a get, but she can just make me and say she doesn't want him anymore, and that alone is both to the Kedushin. So Beishami says, Ein memoinin el arusas. That is the parasha of me, and if she just says she doesn't want him anymore, it's both to the Kedushin, the Rabbanan, that's only the Kedushin was only in Arusa, only Erison. If they made Nisuyin already, then Beishami says there's no parasha of me, and then she has to receive a get. Well, Beisila says, no, Arusas and Nisuyis. Even though they made Nisuyin with the Rabbonim, still the Kedushin is only with the Rabbonim. She's a Ketana, she doesn't have a father to marry her off. Therefore, the Rabbonim will make all with the Miyan. She just has to say she doesn't want him anymore, and Mel is both of the Kedushin. Now, another machlokes between Beisham and Beisil is that Beisham says, Babal, the din mi is only in a husband, for loy be Yovim, not in the parsha of Yovim. Let's say a brother was Mace, and they had no children, and they left over other brothers, so the other brothers have a mitzvah yibum now. And let's say the wife is a ketana. So now that the yovta now, as yibum, she wants to just make mean, so she doesn't want them anymore. Could she make mean or not? In other words, the brother that was Mace, he was only married with the rabbanan. They could have made mean there, but she didn't make mean. Instead, her husband died, and now she falls the yibum with the rabbanan. So can she make yibum now? She Beishami says no. Beishami says only in front of a husband, not in front of the yovim. Beisila says no. Beisilaimim babalu v'yovim. Even though her husband died, and now there's a mitzvah yibum with the rabbanim, she could be mamayin and just says she doesn't want them, and it's bottle the whole mian, the yibum, because kipshut the mian works the mafrei as if they were never married. Now another machlokes is that Beishami says before her, she can only be mayit in front of her husband. Like maybe she'll be embarrassed to do it, she won't do it. So her bottom born in Misakin, she has to say mian in front of the husband. Well, Beisilu says no, before her, Beishlai before her. Even Shlai before her also, she can make mian. As long as we know that she made mian. Now, another machlokes says Beishami Omer Bebezdin, that the mian has to be done in front of Bezdin. She has to come to Bezdin and say that she doesn't want it, she doesn't want the husband anymore. According to Beisham, it has to be in front of the husband also. Oh, Beisil, Oymer Beisil says, though, Bebezdin, Vishle Bebezdin. No, it doesn't have to be in Bezdin. Even outside Bezdin also, she can make Yibum. In the Gemara's Mashal, Machloki says, need a Bezdin Mumcha or not. They Shami says, you need a Bezdin Mumcha for this. Now, according to Basil Shlomo, from Bezdin means you do not need a Bezdin Mumcha. But the Maisi, you do need a Bezdin, has to be in front of three. But the Gemara comes out that the Lalochur is that she can make mean even in front of two Eidim. She doesn't need a Bezdin at all. As long as it's being done in front of two Eidim, she can make mean. Now, Omru Lohen Basil Beishamai. Basil said to Beishamai, that the locher is Meme'enes, this katana can make mean, can say she doesn't want a husband, Menes vi katana, as long as she's a katana, she can be Mamayin. Afilo abo v'chemisha pom, even though she was married 4 or 5 times, even though she had Nisuyin 4 or 5 times, to each one of the husbands, as long as she's a katana, she could say mean. Omru lehem beisham, Hashami said back, Ein b'nois Yisrael hefka, no, b'nei Yisrael is not hefka, to make mean so many times. That they should be able to just get married to different men and go out without a get so many times. Ella rather Beishamai shita is mimenis. True, the first time she gets married, and according to Beishamai, it's only after erusin that she keeps a mind. She can say she doesn't want him anymore. But after that, if she remarries a second time, then mamtenis she's going to have to wait till she gets a get at she tavlan shul she becomes a gedolah, and then, meaning she's not going to be able to make mean anymore. This is Beishamai shita. The one she used up the koich of mean once, she can't do it a second time. When she gets married a second time, she's going to have to wait if she wants a get until she comes to Gedolah. Or else, v'timoy v'tinosei. Or else, it's going to matter the first case. At the first time, she could give mean, she'll say goodbye, and then if she wants it, she can remarry a second time. But that's it. Once she married a second time, according to Beishamai, there's no din mean anymore. The Mishnah Beis. What's considered the girl is a katana that she can make mien, or in other words, that the kedushin is chal mid rabbanon, that she has to make a mien to say goodbye to the husband, is called shesiyu imo v'acheho ledaito. In the case again where the father was mace, so then the mother or the brother married her off when she's a katana, but it has to be ledaito, she has to know about it. If they don't tell her, then the kedushin is not chal at all, she doesn't even need mien then. What's going to be a siyu or shloile daito? Let's say they married her off without asking her, without even telling her. And then aloha is ain't tzrich lemoin, and there's no kedusha, not even the rabbon, and she doesn't have to make a mien. And when the father's alive, he can marry off his katan, even shloile daito. He's like the bailam over. But without the father, they could only do it midaito. They're not really the bailam, it's only kedusha the rabbonin, but it has to be done with her consent. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, he says, that called Tinoikis, any young girl, Shein Yechol Lishma Kedushel, that's her husband wants to marry with Kesef with a star, she doesn't know what it means to hold on, to watch the money hold on to the star, she's so young, is Ainat Srich Lamoin, that Kedushin not even Chamed Rabbonin, she does not need mean. The girl has to be at least old enough to know what it means to watch the Kedushin, to watch the Kesef, to watch the star. Now that she's younger than that, then the Kedushin is not even Chamed Rabbonin. Rabbi Lezer says, Ein maisa katana klum ela kemefuta. Now the Rebbe Lezer agrees to Tanakama to those shiurim we're talking about a katana that she's old enough to know what it means to watch a kedushin, and therefore and the mother or brother married her off with a das. He just says though that even though they made a kedushin with the rabbanin, it's not a complete kedushin with the rabbanin that she's really like in the suya. Oh, it's only the gay to me, and that's all. At the maisa she has to make me to say goodbye, but for other halachas they're not really considered married. And therefore, Bas Yisroel Lekayin, she's the Bas Yisroel, got married to a Kayin, is La Teicha B'Truma, she's not Lari Truma, because she's not married to him. And Bas Kayin Li Yisroel, she's the Bas Kayin, she got married to Yisroel, this is the Chiddush Teicha B'Truma, she's still Lari Truma. But this Kedushin is not really Kedushin. It's only a din, it's like a Kamafuta, that's all, like the Rabban Wamata the Bia. And therefore, she has to have Mian. But there's no real Dini Kedushin, and therefore she's not called an Ashes Kohen or Ashes Yisrael. She retains the dinim she had before. Now Mishnah Gimel, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Omer. Lezer ben Yaakov says, Kol Akovo Shimenish. Like if the reason why she's leaving now is because of the husband, so one Pshat Gemara is that the husband gives her a get. If so, Kilu Hishtoi. Again, she was a katana, and she could have made Mian, but instead of making Mian, she wanted to stay with the husband. Just her husband is the one that gave her a get. Send the law for his kilu ishto. When he gives her a get, it's mikan labo now, but it's considered like they were married, and therefore they're also but to crave him. V'chol akov v'shein minish. but it's not the man that's causing the divorce. Meaning to say, the Isha itself, the Ketana, does not want him, it's like she made Mian. Then, when you make Mian, the Chiddush is, Kidlu Einu Ishtoi. It's considered like you were never married. Mian is like Eikar Gdushin Amafreyam, as if they were never married and they're not also with the Kraven. Another man, the Yama says, the Shaila is, let's say they're married, and another man comes and wants to marry her. So now, why does she say no to the second man? If the pshat is because she likes the first husband, so then she didn't make Mian, and her mother is still married. But if the pshat is really, she would have taken a second husband. So she doesn't like the second husband, so then the pshat is she doesn't like her husband either. And that's considered like she's Mian, so that's the first pshat. So this is pshat in the Mishnah, that kol hakofa shiminish, like if she doesn't want to marry the second guy because she still likes the first husband, then kilu ishta means that's not called the maisa Mian, they're still married. Means really she would want to marry another husband. She doesn't like her first husband. Just she doesn't like the second guy right now. So that's considered as if she's saying she doesn't like her husband. So that's called kilu enu ishta, as if they're not married, as if they have a mian. Mishnah Dalit. Hamema enes bo'ish. Is who muta b'kroi b'sel? He, the man, is allowed to marry her sister, her kroivim. V'imuteres b'kroi v'ov. She's allowed to marry his father. In other words, it's considered as if they were never married. Mian by ketanom. Kedushim was only with Rabbonin, so Rabbonin Masakin Minu. She says no, it's like they were never married, and therefore they're not awesome on the Kraven. And Uadin Veloy Psalim in Akuna. She doesn't become awesome to marry a Kain. She's not called a Grusha now, she's allowed to marry a Kain. Nosan La Get, let's say the husband gave her a Get, even though it's only Kedushim with Rabbonin, and she could have given Mian, but instead he gave her a Get. Then the Locher is, who also the Kraven says, consider that like they were married with Rabbonin, and with Rabbonin he's also to marry her Kraven. And vi asur b'kreivav, she's also to marry his kreivim. Uv Solomon and Akuna, she has a shen grusha now, she can't remarry to a kain. What's going to be nosan lo get vi achzira? He gave her a get, the husband, but then he remarried her again with the rabbonin. And now mian aboy, and now she made mian, and now she says goodbye to her husband, she's still a ketana. But this says liacha, she got married to another man. But this armalo, and her second husband died, she became an amono. Ein Nizgash wrote the second husband gave her a get. Salacharis Muteras Lach Saloi. She's allowed to now remarry to the first husband. Even though usually when you're married to your wife, you give her a get and she remarries to somebody else, you're not allowed to take it back. But over here, since he married her back a second time, the first husband, and then his wife made Mian, Mian is the Pshat is the Zoykar Gdushan Amafreya. So it's as if they were never married. And therefore, the first husband like was never married to her. So now this lady got married to a second husband. And when he dies, he gives her a get, his mother to go back to the first one. Now, the chiddush is that this mean is even b'mavatol, the first get that he gave also. It's like he's never married, and therefore, he's allowed to take her back. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say again, this first husband was married to her, this ketana, and first mianabah. First she gave him mean, she said goodbye to him. And then the chziri married a second time. And then the second time, nosan la get, he gave her a get. So now the get is chal, it's called like they were married. And Vinissus Liachah, she goes and gets married to somebody else. Vinis Armlon, the second husband dies, she becomes an Amona in his garage, the second husband gives her a get. It's now Avada, Surah Lachsaloi. She is now allowed to go back to the first husband. Since the first husband ended up with a get, it was like they were married. That's Alochim. Once you marry your wife, even though you give her a get and she marries to a second husband, you can't remarry her. Zeh klal, this is the klal. Get Acham Mian, if he gave her a get after he received Mian first, so Asura Lachsala, then he's not allowed to remarry to her. Because the get is less, and that's called they were married, and therefore he's also to be machzer his grishosli. But Mian achaget, the first husband gave her a get. And then when he remarried her again, she gave Mian, if the last thing was Mian, so that's mevatel as if they were never married at all. And then Muteras Lachsala, even though she remarried to another man, then when he gives her a get or he dies, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Now Mishnehei, what's going to be hamamo'ones bish? Again, this Ketana was married with Rabbonin, and then she gave Mian to a husband. And then what happened was, when Nissas Lecha, she got married to a second husband, and Vigersha, the second one, gave a get. Liacha, then she got married to a third husband, and Mian Abo, she said goodbye to him, she made Mian in the third husband. Liacha, then she got married to a fourth husband, Vigersha, and the fourth one also gave her a get. Liacha, she got married to a fifth husband, and Mian Abo, she made Mian to the fifth one. So to the first, to the third, and to the fifth one, she gave Mian. But to the second and to the fourth, they gave her a get. So locher is kol she yotzes hemenu beget. The second and fourth husband that gave her a get, asur al achsaloi. They are also to remarry her, as they're called his wife, and therefore she remarried to a second man. They can't remarry her. But the Mayan, the ones that went out with Mian, the first, third, and fifth, Materas Lachsaloi, they're allowed to remarry him, because again, Mian is like Eichel the Gdushan Mafreya, as if they were never married. Yeah, Mishnah Vav, Hamagorish Esaisha. The Baal gives his wife a get, and then Vachzira, he remarries her. And now the husband dies without children. So Lachris Matarim Liyovim, the brothers are allowed to be Abim his wife. And we don't say that there was a grusha in between, and at that time she was grushas achav, she should be yotzeh to them. But we say no, since the first brother married her back again, now she's nofel yibum machmas this last nisuin, and therefore it's called the brother's wife is b'mokim yibum now, and therefore there's a mitzvah yibum. However, Rebbe Lezer says no, the brothers cannot make yibum. We'll soon see it's a gzerah. Otto the last case of the Mishnah yisema b'chayav. The same thing applies. Hamagarish as a yisoima. There's a girl that's yisoima, doesn't have a father. Let's say her mother married her off, so the gedushin was only chal midirabbanan. The same thing, and then the husband gave her a get, and then v'chziri, he remarried her again midirabbanan. So loch is muteros liyovim. There's a mitzvah yibum now for the same svara that the maisa she only fell because there's less nisuyin, and therefore she's the brother's wife, and there's a mitzvah yibum. Again, Rebbe Lezer Issa makes it Issa. Sigzerot to the last case. Now, what's this last case? Ketana shesiyovia. Let's say Ketana that had a father, and the father married her off, so Gdushim was chal midiraisa. And now, when his garsha, she receives a get. So, lochar is, when she receives the get now, she's out of the father's rishus. She's like Yisoyim of Bechayav, she's like Yisoyim even though the father's alive. I mean, since she had Nisuyin, so now she went out completely from the father's rishus. And now let's say Hechzir, now say the first husband now remarries her again. But since she's only a Ketana now, the Gedushin is not Chal Midiraisa. So in this case, now Divri Hakla, everybody agrees that if the husband dies now after the second marriage, and they have no children, everybody holds Asur Liyavim, that the brothers cannot be Miyabimha. Why? Because Midiraisa, he was married to her first, and then he gave her a get, and the get was Chal Midiraisa. So the Maisa, now the wife is called Gerushas Achiv. And that's an Issa Erva, that's also to the brothers. So even though the first brother married her back again, that's only Midirabbanan. And now when he dies, it's only the Rabbanan Dika Yibam. But the Rabbanan Dika Yibam can't be Mata the Erva of Gerusha Sochiv. And therefore everybody agrees that she's also to the brothers, there's no Mrs. Yibam. And Rebbe Lezer makes the Gzer in the first two cases, onto a case like this. The Otto Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers. Nesuyin l'shtei achoyis. They got married to two sisters, and they were yisoynus ketanis. So yisoynus means they had no father, and also they were ketanis. So the kedushin was not the eraisa. The kedushin was only with rabbanin. Their mother or their brother married them off. It's only kedushin with rabbanin. And now umeiz bayla shalachas mehen. One of the two brothers dies. So lochar is teitzim mishum machos isha. There's no mitzvah yibum here, even though there's only an erva the rabbanin of a chos isha. But the whole Kedushin was only with the Rabbanim. And therefore, as much as the Kedushin is here, there's no mitzvah yibum, because she's your brother's, because she's your wife's sister. Therefore, she's an heir, you put them in a yibum. The same thing, shtei chershois. Could be two older ladies, but they both don't hear and can't talk, said Abaloch like a ketana. And therefore, their Kedushin is not midiraisa either. And they get married to two brothers, so be the same halacha. One of the brothers dies, they have no children, so there'll be no mitzvah yibum. Because there's only Kedushin, the Rabbanin, but the Rabbanin, it's an erva of Achais Isha. What's going to be now, G'day Lo Ketana? Let's say two brothers marry two sisters. One sister's G'day Lo, that Kedushin is Chal Midiraisa. And one sister was the Ketana, that's only Kedushin, Midirabbanin. Because talking about the Ketana, doesn't have a father. So the Kedushin was only Midirabbanin. Now what happened was, let's say, Mei Sabayelish Ketana. Let's say the one that's married to the Ketana, the one that's married to the Rabbanan, he dies. So Lachar is now, Teitzia Ketana Mishum Machos Isha. There's no Mitzvah Yibum to the other brother. Since the other brother is married to a sister Midiraisa, and therefore this Ketana now is his wife's sister, Nerva Diraisa, and therefore she's Potem in a Yibum. What's going to be though, Meiz Baila Shagadayla? Let's say the one that married the older one, that's the husband that dies. And now, this wife falls Kenega, the other brother, and that brother is married to her sister, but that Kedushin is only Midirabbanin. And the Yibum now is a Mitzvah Yibum, the Yiraisa. So what should we do now? So Reb Lezer says that Malam de Nesekatana, we try and teach this wife that the brother that's alive has now the Katana, we try and teach her Shetimoyin boy. She should make Mian in a husband. And therefore Mian, she refuses, says she doesn't want him. It's both the Gedushin of Afraya, and therefore the brother now will be Mekayim the Mitzvah Midirais of Yibum. Rabbi Gamliel says, Meyano, Enechnami. If she'll be masking to give Mian, that's the best thing, and therefore the Gedushin will be Botlam Afraya, and then the brother now should be Miyabim, his brother's wife, the Gedoyla. But let's say she doesn't want to make Yibum, she doesn't want to make Yian the Katana right now. So then the answer is Tam Timacha Tagdul. You have to wait until this Katana now becomes a Gedoyla. And then Lachura, the husband, has to live with her to make a Gedusha Mediraisa. And now that he's married to Mediraisa, the other brother, the brother's wife that felt him before, becomes an Erva. And therefore, Vetaitse Halazu Mishumachoisisha. There'll be no Mitzvah Yibum on his brother's wife, because now the brother's wife becomes an Erva Mediraisa, he'll be put them in a Yibum. Narjo Megamliel August and Atanakam, and he holds that even though when the first brother died, there's a Zika there, the Zika does not make it that like the other brother is married to a Mediraisa. Like it does not make it now that the brother's alive now is also to his wife. The Tanakam holds that since Zika is the Yerash Rebbelez holds that the Katana now becomes also to him, because now it's Achais Zukukosai. Megamliel holds no, Zika is not that strong, and therefore the brother that's alive now does not become also to his wife, to the Ketana. And if he wants to wait until she becomes a Gedoyla and makes Kedushin with them, then the other one will be an heir, Aisha Sach, Achai Sishtoi, and therefore she'll be part of Nayibim. Rabbi Shua says, Oy loy al Ishtoi, vi oy loy al Aisha Sachiv, oy vay to both of them. In this situation, they're both stuck. And therefore, what you have to do is Maitzi a Sishtoi beget, you have to give your own wife the Ketana, give her a get, and vi Aisha Sachiv b'chalitza, and you have to part your brother's wife with Chalitza. Those of Yeshua holds like Rebbe Eliezer, that when the first one dies, there's Zika there, and therefore the brother that's alive now becomes also to his wife. He's also to live with his wife, the Katana, because she now is Achois Zukokosai. Trust, she doesn't know we should malamda, we don't teach her to make Yibum, because he always tells you stay away from Yibum. And therefore, the only answer is to give a get and to give Chalitza. Mishnah Ches. Let's say a man had two wives. They were not relatives, but they were both Yisoymis, they both were Ketanis, they both were young girls, and they didn't have any father. So come to say that the Kedushin is only with Rabbanan. Either the mother or the brother married her off, it's only Kedushin with Rabbanan. Vomes, and now the husband dies without children, and he has brothers alive. So Lachar is Biyosoy al Chalitzosa Shalachas Mien. If the brother makes either chalitz or yibum with one of them, that frees the other wife. Since they're only both mekudesh and with rabbanan, so with rabbanan they make yibum with part is one, part is the other. V'chein the same thing shtei chershos. If he was married, the both wives also are chershos, means they were deaf and dumb, and therefore that block like a ketana, that kedushin is not also only with rabbanan, and therefore have the exact same halacha. What's going to be ketana v'chareshos? That this Reuven is married to two wives. One of them is a Ketana, one of them is a Chareshes, he's deaf and dumb. So both of them are only Chal Midrabonin, but still here there's a difference. Ein bias achas mien pateres tzorosa. If the brother comes and makes Yibum on one of them, he does not part of the other one. Because a different status of Kedushin, they're both only Midrabonin, but they're not the same status. It could be one's a stronger Kedushin than the other one. Therefore one does not part of the other. Since a Ketan has a Maila, she become a Gedoyla. A Chareshes has a Maila, she is a Bas Bia right now. So we don't know which one is a Zika wife, and therefore one does not part the Badri out. You have to make Chalitza with both of them. Or else, for sure, the second one has to have Chalitza. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Pikachas v'Chareshes? Reuven has two wives. One's a Gedoyla, normal one, that's a Kedusha Midiraisa. And the other one is a Chareshes, only Kedusha Midirabonin. So Lachar is Bias HaPikachas, when he dies now, if the brother is Miyabim, his wife, the older one, the one that's Kedushim Diraisa, the normal one, so that's a Nikim Mitzvah of Yibam, and therefore Pateras HaSachareshes, the other one that was only married Midrabanim, Shita Shizpata. But Vien Bias HaChareshes, if the brother alive now wants to make Yibam with the Chareshes, So that bia is not a bia midiraisa. It's only a kinyan. It's only the rabbanic kinyan. And the other one, the pikhis, is still zokuk midiraisa. And therefore, the bia of the chareshes does not pata v'yein bia of chareshes parteres atse pikachas. Is not free the pikachas. She still needs chalitza. What's going to be gedoylo kitana? Let's say the Reuven has two wives. One's a gedoylo kedushin diraisa, and one's a kitana without a father. So only kedushin the rabbanim. So bias ha-gedoyle, if the brother now is miyabim, the older one, so pshita pateras as a katana. That's a din yibim of the iraisa, and therefore since the katana for sure is only kedush in the rabbanin, havadi she is potter now. But v'yein bias ha-katana pateras as a gedoyle. But if the brother would make yibim on the katana, since that's only kedush in the rabbanin, does not pater the other wife, because mid iraisa, it's only the gedoyle that was married to your brother. And therefore you have to make chalitza now to the gedoyle. Mishnah Tes. Mi shehoyu nosu lishte yisoymus ketanis. Reuven had two wives. Both of them were ketanis under 12. And yisoymus, they had no father. So both of them were only married midirabonin. Vameis, and now Reuven dies without children. Now bo yovam, let's say the brother comes ala rishayna. The brother comes and is miyabim, either one of them. We had before, you miyabim one, you part of the other one. See, at first the brother came and was miyabim one of them. And then v'chozabal l'shniya, the same brother came and had bia at yibam with the second wife. Or else it should be ochiv al l'shniya, was not the same brother, but a different brother that's alive, came and had made bia at yibam with the second wife. So lachar is lepos lesar esorishayna. Do not pass on the first wife, you still not live with the first wife. Is at the time when you miyabim the first one, since they're both only with the rabbanin, you mekayim the mitzvah with the rabbanin, and she's really your wife. That you have now bia with the second one, that one is Shalai Kedin, and therefore the second one maybe need a get, but does not pass all the first one. V'chein, the same thing, Shtei Chershes. Let's say the first brother was married to two wives, both of them had a din of a Ein by Das, the Kedusha Zonim Drabonim. They're both deaf and dumb, they have no Das. So now, or else, Kitana V'Chereshes. Let's say the first brother was married to two wives, one was a Kitana, one was a Chereshes. So both of them, they're only kedushim in the rabbanim, and then the father was not alive, so the ketana is only kedushim in the rabbanim. What happened now was after the husband died, bo yovim al ketana, one brother is miyabim first the ketana, that's kedin, he has a right to. They're both only kedushim in the rabbanim, so whichever one he does, that he's mekayim the mitzvah. V'chozer, and then bo al chareshes, then he went and had yivim had bia with the chareshes. Or else, Aisha ba'achiv al chareshes, the second brother that's alive now had now be with the chareshes. So lachar again is like post lasa katanam. They do not pass on the first via, the first one when he was miyabim he did a kedin. So that's chal, and then what the second one it does later does not pass on the first one. What's going to be though bo yovam al chareshes? Let's say first the yovam has bia now with the chareshes. The chozo then lady comes bo la katano. Or else I should be achav al katana. Or else another brother that's alive now, he's like miyabim the katana. Here the locher is poslas the chareshes. Yes, here the katana passes the chareshes, because there is a tzad to say that maybe the katana is a better kinyan than the chareshes, even though they're both only with the rabbanan. But maybe the katana is a bigger kinyan because she's safer to become gedolah, she's safer to be normal. So it could be her kinyan is a better kinyan, and therefore when you make yibia now with the katana, maybe that was the ikka wife. And therefore, it taka passels on the first one. Because it's possible to say again, the kinyan of the katana is a stronger kinyan. So for now that you miyab in the katana, that's the ikka one. And therefore, the other one is like posel, because that was the mitzvah yibum, the other one was not, and therefore it's posel, you can't stay married to her. Mishnah Yud. What's going to be pikachas v'chareshes? Let's say Reuven was married. He had two wives. One was a normal, healthy one. She was a gedolah, kedushin diraisa. One was a chareshes, deaf and dumb, only with the rabbanin. Now he died, and bo yovam, the brother came ala pikachas. He had yibum with the gedolah, with the normal one. So that's a yibum diraisa. And then because of bo ala chareshes, then he had be a second time with the chareshes, or else oisha boch, or else another brother came ala chareshes had be with the chareshes. Talachur is leposlas a pikachas. They do not stop. They do not pass on the first one. Because at the time when he was miyabim to pikachas, that was the mitzvah midiraisa. Midiraisa, she was the only one married to your brother. And therefore, that yibum, that kedushin was chal. And once it's chal, it's not going to be possible. Now when they met had bia with the chereshes, that's like a bia's nus. And then echnami, it does not pass the first one. In the Rambam's mashma, that you have to give her a ghetto. What's going to be bo yovma la chereshes? Let's say the brother now alive. First he comes and has yibim with the chereshes. Again, his brother was married to Pekachas and the chereshes, and he has yibim first with the chereshes. Because and then second time a brother comes and lives with the Pekachas, or else a shabach was another brother comes and lives with all the Pekachas, be with the Pekachas, now the locher is poslas the chereshes. Maisa, now you pass on the first one. Because even though when you married her, that was chal, but lamaisa now, when you had yibim with the Pekachas, that's the mitzvah midiraisa. So midiraisa, that's the only yibim. And therefore, passes the first one, there's no mitzvah yibim on the first one. And therefore, the first one you have to give a get to. And the second one now, yeah, you have to give chalitza and a get. Because that's a din diraisa. So the means she needs chalitza and she also needs a get. Because with diraisa, the yibim was chal. And therefore, you have to give her a get because of the yibim. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Gedoyla uketana. Let's say Reuben was married to two wives, a gedoyla and a ketana. One was diraisa, one's the rabbanan. When he dies now, his brother comes and has yibim with the gedoyla. It's a mitzvah diraisa. And then he has be again with the second one, with the ketana. His brother comes that's alive now, ala ketana, and has yibim, has be with the ketana. So locher is like posel as a gedoyla, like the mishnah before. Again, that leipasal es gedola, you did not pass the gedola since the first yibum was a mitzvah of the eraisa, there was nothing wrong with it. So that's chal, and that they live with the ketana, that's not chal. That's like a bias nus. Also, going to call the ram, you have to give her a get. What's going to be yovman ala ketana? Let's say the brother that's alive now has yibum as bia with his brother's wife, the ketana, the one that's only with the rabbanin, and then he has a second bia with the gedola, the one that's with the eraisa. So now he's kain ha midiraisa. Or else another brother that's alive, he has bia with gedola. In these cases, poslan se katana, since the second bia is the ikka one, therefore the first one is not a mitzvah yibim anymore, that's like a bia's nus. Therefore again, she has to give her a get. Reb Lezer says, malamdene se katana she timoin bai. The eitzer is, let's teach the katana she should make miyan. If she'll make miyan, it's like she was never married in the first place, and therefore they could stay married to the gedola. That was the mitzvah yibum, so they're able to be mekayim the mitzvah yibum. Because if you don't make miyun, then the maisa, since the bia passes the ketana, but who didn't apostle the apostle to stay with the gedola also, and therefore they both need to get. So therefore the better rates of Lezer holds that malam, then let's try and teach the ketana, she should give miyun. She likes to say goodbye to her husband, and they said it's like bottle of my phrase if they were never married, and therefore there'll be only mitzvahs yibum with gedola, and then everything is kosher. Mishnah Yud Beis. Yavam Koton Shabbat Yavam Ketana. Let's say again, a brother was married, and his wife was a ketana, so only kedushin drabonin, and now the brother dies, and he only has a young brother alive right now. He's a koton also. It could even be the ketana, maybe was even married midiraisa, could be. Maybe the father was alive at that time. And now the husband dies. Now the brother alive is a katan. Some he's 9 years old. He's Roy Labia, and she is over three. She's also Roy Labia. So locher is yigdalu zem ze. We told them let them grow up. There's the had bia right now. So I said there is some mitzvahs kinyan here. Yibum, you don't have to have das. It works by korchas. Even the katan can make the mitzvahs yibum. In Rashi sheet there is it's even a kinyan with yiraisam, and therefore the Mishnah knows yigdalu zem ze. Let them grow up. Now he should not give her a get. Because anyway, you can't give her a get until it becomes a gadol. Because the get of a cotton is not called a get. The chur of them, when it comes to gadolah, you can make up his mind either stay married to him, or else he can give her a get. What's going to be bo al yavama gadolah? Let's say this cotton now, the brother that's a cotton had bia with the yavama that's a gadolah. So also same thing to gadlenu. You have to wait now till the cotton becomes a gadol, because right now he can't give her a get. And he can't give a chalitza either until it becomes a gadol. So you have to wait until it becomes a gadol. Ha yivama sh'omra b'tor shleishim yoyim. Yivama says after 30 days passed by that her husband dies, and supposedly one of the brothers made yibim with her, and now she tells us that loy nivalti, that the yavam, the brother, never lived with her, did not have bia, and therefore she wants to have chalitza. So lachar is kaifa naisa shiachlitz lo. We force the brother now to give a chalitza, that if you're not going to live with her, so she has the right to get married to somebody else then. Give a chalitza. There is Tosh Leishim Yom, we believe him, that he didn't have beer with her yet, and therefore she has the right to say she wants chalitza, and chalitza would be enough. But let's say Liachash Leishim Yom, after they were together for 30 days, then we said that the Chazok and Mistami did have beer with her, and now the Yavim says, Maisi had beer with her, and he gave her a get, so he holds his potter, and she says, no, he never lived with me, and therefore I need chalitza. So now we don't really believe her, but only Mavakshin Hemenesh Yachlitz. So we only ask him nicely, please do a favor and give a chalitza. And that's according to her taina that you did not have beer with her yet, so she still needs chalitza. The Yavim is saying, no, he had beer with her. It was, he was kinder, and he already gave her a get, leave me alone. So then Mavakshin, we only ask the Yavim to please give a chalitza. Let's say the Yavim admits that he did not have beer with her. Then I feel even if a year passed by already, then we force the Yavim, listen, give a chalitza, let her remarry somebody else. You don't want to live with her, so let at least somebody else marry her. So then we force the Yavim, he should give her chalitza. Mishnah Yudgimel, Hanoderes Hanor Miyavoma. If somebody makes an Isser Hanor, an Isser, he can't have Hanor from his Yavoma. In other words, when she was married to a husband, she made an Issa Hanor not to have Hanor from her husband's brother. And now what happened was, when the husband dies, now there's a mitzvah yibum, so she's also to have yibum. So in such a case, and she made this ned the b'chayy bala when her husband was still alive, so lochur is kofner shiachlitz lo. We tell the brother he has to give a chalitza. And we say that when her husband was alive, she never thought this would happen, so she didn't have kavona to ask herself. And therefore the lochur is, she still deserves a ksuba. So now that she doesn't want to make yibum, we say that we force the brother to make chalitza, and he's going to have to give a ksuba also. What's going to be liach and mitzvah zbaila after her husband dies? Now she makes an issa neder that she can't have a no from the brother, and now we know the kavana is that she should not be able to have the mitzvah yibum. In such a case, as only mevakshin hemenosh yachas lo, we only ask him to give her chalitza. We can't force him. And therefore, the loch is, if he doesn't want to give a chalitza, he doesn't have to give a chalitza. But if he does decide to give a chalitza, then he's going to have to give her a ksuba. But if she'll be meichel the ksuba, then the din is then kaif, and then we'll force him to give chalitza. Now, v'yim niskavna l'kach, if we know for sure, even when her husband was alive, she had intentions of making this neder to ask herself not to have the mitzvahs yibum, then afilu b'chaya bal, even though she made this neder when her first husband was still alive, still, then mevakshin hemenosh yachlitz, so we only ask him, please, nicely to give chalitza. But we can't force him to give chalitza because he doesn't want to have to pay the ksuba. But again, if she'll be meichel the ksuba, then we'll be kaif, and then we'll force him to give the ksuba. And now we're up to the perek arbosa. Mishnah Aleph, cheresh shenosa pikachas. There's a person that's a cheresh. He can't hear, he can't talk, he has luck like a cotton. Midiraisi, he can't get married. And he married a healthy, normal wife. The husband was normal and healthy, was a godlum, and he married a charesha, she has no das. And therefore the kedushin is also only with the rabbanin. So lochur is imroitzi yaitzi, if he wants to give a get, he can give a get. If he wants to stay married, he can stay married. And the klali is kishem shukarnis remiza, just like he can't talk. So how did he get married? He made signs, remiza. It's kachum meitzer remiza, same thing when he gives a get, he makes signs as if to show he really wants to give a get. That's enough. With the rabbanon, the gushin is chal, and with the rabbanon, you can give a get also. What's going to be pikeh shenosu pikachas? Both the chosin and the kala are both healthy, so the gushin was chal midiraisa, and then v'nischorosho, and then she became a chareshes, she became deaf and dumb. So locharism, rotsi yotzi, if he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. If he wants to, he could stay married to her. Because even though she's a chareshes, she doesn't have das. But the ma'isa get works by korcha. You don't have to have das for kabbalah saget. Since he's a pekech, he can give a get. What's going to be nishtetis? Let's say she becomes a shoita. A shoita can't be mekabel a get. Then the locher is la yaitze. He can't give her a get. And some say it's the rabbanon dekaloch, even though she's a matzah that she could watch herself, she could get the get. Midirais maybe the get would be good. But kabbalah with the rabbanon, they don't want it to be hefkam. So rabbanon masak and the get is not chal. It's la yaitze. What's going to be Nischar Rishu? Again, the Gedushin was Chal Midiraisi, he was healthy, he was a Godel, and then he became a Cheresh, he became deaf and dumb. by Nishtat, he became a Shaita. Halacha Rezein Moitzei Lomis, now that he's a Lav Bar Das, he can't give a get. To give the get, you have to have Das, so he can't give a get to Lomis forever. Amr Rab Yechin Ebenur, Nechin Ebenur, he says, Mipnei Mau Isha Shenishchor Sheyoitza, how can you tell me when the Isha becomes a Chareshes, she can still receive the get? Vish Shenishchor Sheyna Moitzei, but if a man becomes a Chareshes, he can't give a get. Like, what's the difference? Now, Rab Yechin Ebenur, he holds, just like if a man becomes a Chareshes, he can't give a get, who are then if she becomes a Chareshes? He holds also she cannot receive a get. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's halacha. But the Gemara says back, Omrullah, they say back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and in them there's a big difference. For Ish, Hamagarish, Leisha, Leisha, Maskaresh, there's a big difference between the man giving the get and the Isha receiving the get. She Isha, Yaitzla Ritzoin, Vishdala Ritzoin. When Isha doesn't have Davdas, even by Korcha, by force, you can give her a get. And therefore, this Chareshes, even though she doesn't have Das, still she can accomplish a get. A man has to have das, he has to give the get. And therefore, if he's a cheresh, he doesn't have das, therefore the get is not chal. Mishneh Beis. Hayed Reb Yechonim ben Gudgoda. He also said, Eidus like the Chachamim, El HaChareshes, in case where the lady was a cheresh, deaf and dumb, she sees even though her father married her off midiraisa, she has a father, the father has das, his das helps. Still, she yaitza the get. Now she can go out with a get. Why? Because, like we said before, Isha does not have to have das to mekabel the get. It works by korchom. See, even a chareshes can mekabel the wrong get midiraisa. Amruloi af zu ki yaitzibo. Minin at chachomim is bringing the raya from Yochanan ben Gudgod also to go against argue against Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers, chershim. They're both a chersh deaf and dumb. Nesuyim lishtei achoyes chersh. They got married to two sisters. Also, there were chereshes. So, a kid, so the kedushin is on ichal midirabbanon over here. Since a cheresh doesn't have das midiraisa, he can't be mekaches only midirabbanon. Or else, or lishteachas, even they got married to two sisters, pichas, they're both normal. But still, since the chosin was a cheresh, the kedushin is on ichal midirabbanon. Or lishteachoyes, or else these two brothers, chereshim, got married to two sisters. Achas, one of them was chereshes, viachas was pichas, a normal one. In all these cases, again, the Kedushin is only Chama the Rabbanan. Now, another set of cases is, Oy, Shtei Achoyes Chershes, where else two sisters, they are both deaf and dumb. Nesuyis, they got married, Lishnei Achim Pichim, they got married to two husbands that were Pichim, that were healthy. But again, the Kedushin is only Chama the Rabbanan, since she's a Chershes. Oy, Lishnei Achim, also got married to two brothers that were Chershim, also only with the Rabbanan. Same thing, both running with the Rabbanan, since the wives are Chereshes. And they don't have a father here. Or else they're older, they're over an hour already. They're like over a Bagaris already. Is all these cases, since the Kedushin is only Chama the Rabbanan, Hari Elu, Peturis, Menachalitzim, and Ayibim. The Maaseh, there's no Mitzvah Yibim over here. Because since they're two sisters, and about they're both only married with the Rabbanan, so if one is Mace, the other one is an heir to you. She's Achois Ishtoi, and therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. V'yemhoyo nochrios, let's say the two wives were not sisters, but they were strangers, not related, then alocher is yichnichnaisu. They wanted to make yibum, even though the kedusha is only with the rabbanim, but the rabbanim also has a mitzvah yibum. V'yemhoyotzi yaitzi. And then afterwards, if he wants to be mitzvah, he can give her a get. After he made yibum, he can give her a get. Since the kedusha in the beginning, the brother Zik was only with the rabbanim, and therefore now when they make biyum, the rabbanim is kind of, so man, all you have to do is just give a get. You don't need chalitza anymore. The Mishnah Dalit. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers. Echad cheresh v'echad bekeich. One was the cheresh, one was the bekeich. Yeah, Mishnah Dalit. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers. Echad cheresh v'echad bekeich. One was healthy, a bekeich. One is a cheresh, can't hear, can't talk. Nesuyim, they got married to shtei achoyes pichas. They got married to two sisters. They were both healthy. So one of them is married midiraisa, the pekeich, and the one that's a cheresh is only married midirabbanan. Now it's like this, meis cheresh. Let's say the brother that's a cheresh, that can't hear, that can't talk, it's only midirabbanan is kedushin, he was meis. Again, meis cheresh, bala pekachas, the one that was a cheresh, even though he's married to a healthy lady, but his kedushin was only midirabbanan, he was meis. So what should the other brother do now? Ma yasa pekeich bala pekachas. What should the brother that's healthy, that got married to the other sister that's also healthy, his kedushin is diraisa. So midiraisa now, he's also to the brother's wife, because it's nervatim, it's achleis ishtoi. It's pshita zok the mishnah teitz mishum achleis isha. The brother that's alive and does not have any mitzvah yibum, since he's married midiraisa to the sister, so the other sister now is an erbatim, so pshita is no mitzvah yibum. What's going to be though the opposite way? Let's say meis pikeach. Let's say the husband that was a pikeach, Bala Pich, is the one that's married midiraisa, he was meis. And now the brother that's alive now is only married to his wife midirabonin. Midiraisa is not married to her, so midiraisa really has a mitzvah yibum now. Is Mayasa Cheresh Bala Pichis? What should the brother that's alive right now? He's a Cheresh. What should he do? Is Maitse Ishtu beget? The answer is he has to give his own wife a get. V'yeshesachiv Asura Lielam. He has to give his own wife a get because his brother that was married midiraisa makes a Zika. And therefore, right now, the sister is Zokitim. And therefore, he's also to be with his own wife. Therefore, he has to give his own wife a get. But V'yeshesachiv Asura Lielam is Zokitim. Now, Isha Sochiv means the Yavama, she's Asur Lielam, because the Maisa, she is Yavama right now. There is a brother alive, but the brother is a Cheresh. A Cheresh can't give Chalitza, and therefore she remains also Lielam. She can't remarry, and he can't make Yibum with her, because Midirabonon he has an Issa Achois Ishtoi. So therefore, this Isha Sochiv now remains also Lielam. Mishnehei, Shnei Acham Pichim, let's say two brothers that were healthy. Nisuyin Lishteach was got married to two sisters. Achas Chereshes, one is a Cheresh, can't talk, can't hear, starting with the Rabbanan. The Achas Pichas, one is healthy. So again, these two brothers now, one is married midiraisa, one is only married with the Rabbanan. Now, Meis Pikech Bala Chereshes. Let's say the one that got married to the Chereshes. Sis Kdush was only with the Rabbanan, he was Meis. Is Ma Yase Pikech Bala Pikachas, what should the brother alive right now do that he's married to the sister midiraisa? So, Pshita Teitze Mishum Achos Isha. The Yavama now is part of there's no mitzvah Yibum. Because the Maisa, she's an Issa Erva on the brother that's alive right now. He's married midiraisa to a sister. Therefore, she's a Chais Ishtoi. So, Pshita is the part of Min HaYibum. Mace, what's going to be the opposite? Let's say Mace Pikech Bala Pichis. Let's say the brother that was married midiraisa, he is Mace. Is Ma Yasa Pikech Bala Chereshes? What should the brother alive do now? He's only married midirabonin to the sister. So Maitzis Ish to beget, the best day is let him give his own wife right now a get, and therefore V'yaseisha Sacha b'chalitza, and give chalitza to his brother's wife. But Midiraisi gives a chalitza, she becomes muta to marry anybody else. Ma'ashenkin to be miyab ma'atzos midrabonin, but midrabonin she's achois ishtoi midivrei seifim. Mishnevov, what's going to be Shnei Achim? Echod cheresh v'yechot pikeach. One was, again, can't speak, can't hear, has din of a cotton, aim badas. One brother was healthy, was a godl. Soon they got married, the shtechois of two sisters. Achas charechers, viachas pikachas. Same thing. One was deaf and dumb, and one was healthy. Now, meis cheresh bala chereshes. Let's say the brother that was deaf and dumb married also the sister the same way. Nekadush mazoni chamad rabbanim. And now the husband of the cheresh dies. So ma yas v'kech, what should the brother do that's alive right now? That's married to Bala Pichas, he's married to the one midiraisa. So he's married to the sister midiraisa. So loch is pshita now, teitze mishum machasich, there's no mitzvah yibum. That since he's married midiraisa to his wife, so his sister, her sister, is also to midiraisa. So his brother was married to a sister, and therefore there's a ptur yibum, and she's an erva. What's going to be the opposite way around? Let's say Meis Pikeach Bala Pichas. Let's say the brother that was healthy married the healthy wife. They were married midiraisa, and now that husband dies. Ma Yase Cheresh Bala Chereshes. What should the brother that's alive do right now? Again, he has a loch like a cotton, and his wife has loch. He's only cottage with the rabbonim. So loch is Meitzi Ish to beget. He has to not give his wife a get because the Meisa midiraisa is a zika now. That his brother was married midiraisa when his brother was mace, so his wife is like zokut you midiraisa. So you're a little bit attached now to your brother's wife, which is now this girl's sister. And since you have a kinyan with the wife, with your brother's wife, therefore she becomes also to you right now, because she's a gedder of achoyis yukukosai, and therefore she's also to you, so you have to give her get. And v'yeshe sochev asur li'erlam, but your brother's wife, she remains also li'erlam, but she can't give a chalitza, because chalitza is not chal with a cheresh. and they can't make Yibam either, because with Rabban she's called Achos Ishtoi. So therefore she remains also Liyolam. Mishnah Zayin. What's going to be Shnei Achim, two brothers? Echad Cheresh Vechad Bekeach. One was healthy and one was a Cheresh. One cannot hear and cannot talk, as like a cotton. Nisuyin, they got married L'shtei Nochris, to two different wives, but they weren't related. Piches, and both wives were healthy. So again, one brother was married Midiraisa, one brother's only married Midirabon. Meis Cheresh Bala Piches. The brother that's a Cheresh, he was Meis, his Kedusha was only Chal Midirabonin. Is Ma Yase Pekech Bala Piches. What does your other brother do now? Even though the Meis is married Midiraisa, but again, his wife is not related to the other wife. So there's a mitzvah Yibam Midirabonin. So Lachar is Oichon Litzah Miyabim. Either give a chalitza, or else she could be miyabma. She's mutter to you, and therefore midrabbanan, there's a mitzvah yibum. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say meis pikeich balafiches, the one that's married midiraisa, he's meis. Is ma yasa, what should the brother do that's alive now? He's a cheresh balafiches. He has the din of a cheresh, even though now there's a zika midiraisa. His wife falls to midiraisa, but he's a cheresh. So what's an alochum? Kainis, he should make yibum. Yibum he could make, even though he's a cheresh. The ma'aseh to make give me don't have to have das, but v'yein the ma'aseh, once he gets married to her, he can never give her a get because it's not a bar das to give a get. Usually, when the kedushin is only with the rabbanin, Sani can give a get that's only with the rabbanin. But here, where the yibum is a din d'iraisa, it'll be a loch of v'yein the ma'aseh. He can't give her a get leilim. Mishnah Ches, shnei achim pichin, two healthy brothers, nesuyin l'shtei nochas, got married to two different wives, not related. Achas pikachas v'achas chareshes. One wife is healthy, is chal mid kedusha midiraisa, and one is a chareshes, the kedusha is only chal midirabonin. Meis pikech bala chareshes. Let's say the brother that's meis was only married to midirabonin, because she's a chareshes, she doesn't have das. Is ma yasa, what should the other brother do that's alive, pikech bala piches? Is kindness, he can make yibum. Midirabonin, there's a mitzvah, yibum he wants, so he can marry you. After that, he can give her a get, Yaitzi. Since he's a bardas, he can give a get. Ma Meis, what about the opposite way? Meis pikeich balafiches. The brother that's married midiraisa, they're both healthy, him and his wife. He was Meis. Is ma yas pikeich balachareshes. What should the other brother do now that's alive? He's a pikeich, just his wife is a chareshes. Is oicher l'tzom yavim. Since he's a bardas, he has a mitzvah yibim now. Either we can do yibam, or else he can give chalitza. He's a bardas, he could also give chalitza. Yeah, Mishnah Tes. Shnei achim, two brothers. Echad cheresh v'echad pekeach. One is healthy, one is deaf and dumb. Nisuyin got married to shtei nochris, two different wives, not related. Achas chareshes v'echad pekeach. Same thing. One is healthy, one is not. Meis cheresh bala chareshes. The brother that's a cheresh, that was married to chareshes, their kedushin was only with the rabbanin. He was Meis. Is Ma Yasa, what should the other brother do that's alive now, the Pekev, healthy one, Bala Pekachat, that's married Midiraisam? Is Kainis, if he wants to, he can make Yibam. Midirabon is a Mrs. Yibam. Vimrotaloitzi, once he marries her, he can give her a get, he can give him Aitzi. Since the Kedushin is Chal, since the Yibam is Chal, so Mele now, he can just give her a get if he wants to. What's going to be Meis Pekech Bala Pekachas? The one that was married Midiraisa, the normal with the healthy one, he is Meis. Is Maziasa Cheresh Bala Cheresh? What should the brother's life not to Cheresh? What should he do? Is kindness, if he wants to, he can make Yibum. He's allowed to make Yibum, because there's a Zika Midiraisa, and the Yibum doesn't need Das, he can make Yibum Midiraisa. But Vienna Moitzad Erlam, once he marries, he's married to Midiraisa, so he cannot give her a get now, because Midiraisa, he can't give a get, he's not a Bar Das. His Kedushim was Chal Midiraisa, because he made Yibum. So therefore, in such a case, if he doesn't make Yibum, he'll be also to get, he can't be Maitziha Li'aylam. You're up to Perek Chamishosa. Mishnah. Ha'isha Shaholcha Hiya Bailo Lemdina Sayam. A married couple left town and went in a faraway distance, the other side of the ocean. Sholom Beiner Leveno, when they left, they had peace between both of them. And Bisholom Bailam, there's no war going on in the world. There was peace in the world. Uvosa, then later next year, whatever it is, she comes back for Yomer, and she tells Bezdin, Meis Bailey, my husband died on the other side when we went away, and therefore I want to have a heter to get married now. Salachar is Tinase. Bezdin is Mata, gives her right to get married. Bezdin believes her. Who are then if she says, Meis Baili, my husband died and I have no children, and therefore Tisiabim, I want a heta that my husband's brothers should make Yibum. Salachar is Tisiabim, Bezdin believes her. Azeb Chazokam, then Isha is Daiku Mitzvah. Mishra Miguna, Kilabar Abban, and Banan believed the Isha that the husband was Meis. What's going to be Shalom Beinor Leveino? Let's say true, when they left the couple, there was peace, there was Shalom Bais between them. But there was a war going on then. Or else, Ketota Beinor Leveino. That's the opposite, where they were having fights. There wasn't Shalom Bais. The couple was having fights between themselves. And even though with Shalom Bailam, where there was peace in the world, there was no war going on. And now, Uvasa, she comes back, Yoma, she tells us, Meis Baili, my husband died. She wants to have a heta to remarry. Now the locher is in a menace. We don't believe her. Because we're afraid maybe what happened was in the war he got hurt and they didn't come back. And she thinks he's died. And really we don't know for sure he died. The same thing if they went away having fights. We're afraid now that all she wants to do is like to ask herself on a husband. Therefore we don't believe her that her husband really died. To give her heta to live with somebody else. To get married to somebody else. Rabbi Yehuda says, Le'olam ain't in a menace. No, we never believe her to say that Meis Baili. We don't believe her by herself. Elim came only, Bosa, she comes back, Boicha crying, Ubegodel Kruim, and her clothing are ripped. In other words, like she was Navela over her husband. Then we believe her. Is Omrullah, the Chom said back to Yehuda, Achazu v'achazu tinos, say no, we don't have to have her crying, we don't have to have the clothing ripped. Still, we believe her. When she says Meis Baila. Mishnah Beis. Beis Hillel, Imran Beis Hillel says, Loi Shamanu, we only heard that when we believe the Isha to say a husband died, Ela Babo Min Aksir, only if we know the husband went to light the Ksir, to cut down things in the field, cut down the wheat in the field. And she says that while he was cutting down, a snake bit him and he died. Uvaisa Medina has to be there in the same town now. There's Bezin, go and check it out. Once happened a case like that, that ten people went to cut down the Ktsir Chitim, and a snake bit them. And what happened was, the Isha came back and told Bezdin that the husband was Meis. However, Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, it's not true what you're saying, but rather, Achas HaBom and Aksir, it doesn't make a difference if the men went to cut down wheat, or else V'yachar HaBom and Azais, and we went down to cut down olives, the Achas Abom and Abotzer, he went down to cut down grapes. The Echad Abom and Din Lamdin, even if it's coming from a faraway place, on the other side of the Yam, it doesn't have to be a close by place. Even though Bezdin can't check it out, still we believe the Isha, like we had in the Mishnah before. And Beshami says, like Dibru Chacham Bekotzer El Abhaiva. True, was a case like that. But that was just a Shechia Hoiva happens that they went to cut down the wheat and the snake killed them. But that's not the only time she's Neman. She's Neman any time to say Meis Baila. And like the first Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Chozru Beisilu Hervus Ke Beishamai. Beisilu was Chozru also a mitznah to Beishamai. It doesn't have to be Dafka B'yoysa Medina. I give him Medina Sayom, still an Isha's Neman to say Meis Baili, and we give her Heta to remarry. Mishnah Gimel. Beishamai says, Tinosei Vesito Ksubosa. As one Bezdin believes her that her husband was Meis, that she has a right to remarry, who had din Hilchas Mamnis also, she has a right to collect the ksuba from the Yarshim. Beisilim Beisilil says, Tinose true, she has a right to remarry, and that we believe her, that's Isurim. But Veletito Ksubasa, we're not making with that she could collect the ksuba, the Indian Mamnis, we don't believe her until she has Edim, that's Meis Baila. Omelem Beishamish, Beishamish says back to Beisilil. He tarred them ever chamura, like if we believe her that her husband died, that we let her remarry, which is otherwise an issa eshes ish, an issa chamura chayve misa, and we trust her, le tatir as a mamon akal, shouldn't we also believe her that she has a right to collect the ksuba, mamon is not an issa chayve misas. Amalem Beisila, Beisila says back, matzina, we find the case, shein achim nechnosam lenach lapia, that the brothers have no right to go down to Yerusha because of her. Maybe Zilla holds that we Taka do not believe on the Geta Nachlan, the Geta Yerusha, the Geta Dina Mamnis. It's only a special kula that we believe her Bishomiguna kilabarabon, the bun will make all, not to let her remarry. So Samachan Arazaka, she's daiko minsuba, but a special kula for Isurim from Niguna and not Vidinimams. Omar Lehem Besham Veshami says back, follow me safe Ksuba Numan. Shouldn't we learn this out from what it says in the Ksuba, for the Nusach of the Ksuba? That's your case of law. The Baal wrote in the Ksuba, Shim Tinos Liacha, once she has a right to get married to somebody else, Titli Mashakos of Lechi, she has a right to collect the Ksuba. So who you see in the Ksuba is totally Zebezeh. Once she has a right to remarry, she has a right to collect the Ksuba. And therefore, the Chazru obeys Tidal Lahuras Kdiva Veshamai. Vesilla was Chazru retracted and also agrees to Veshamai that we believe her. Meis by law, not only for Dini Yisurim, but who are Din for Dini Mamnis also, she has a right to collect her Ksuba. Now, Mishnah Dalit, HaKol Nemonim Lida, who are Din any Eidach who is Nemot to say Meis by law, and who are Din an Isha's Nemot to say that we saw that your husband was Meis, the Rabbanim believed in Eidach with him, again, Mishum Iguna, with Chazok Isha Daika Mitzvah. Chutz, excluding these five ladies, they're not Nemon. Mecha Moisa, the mother-in-law, her husband's mother, she's not Neman because she sometimes hates her daughter-in-law. She wants to get her into tzaris. So therefore, we did not believe the mother-in-law that the husband died. Ubascha Maisai, the daughter or the mother-in-law, nor is the husband's sister, also is not Neman. Vitzarosa, let's say the husband had two wives, so the second wife is not Neman to say, tell the other wife, I saw her husband died. Because she's jealous of the other wife, she wants to get her into tzaras and the problems, that she become also to live with him. The Yevimta, who are then your brother's wife, that's a moment, not at the Yibum right now, but it would have been a mitzvah Yibum, that your brother's wife also is angry, is jealous, doesn't want you to be married to her husband. So she'll also lie. Or Baz Bai, let's say your husband has a daughter from a different wife, also she does not like the new mother, the new wife, and therefore she'll lie and get her into problems. Now, Ma ben get lemisa, how come by get we do believe these noshim, and how come here by misa we do not believe them? Shaksav mochiach, because by get, if they come and say, give a get, and say that your husband wrote you a get, there we believe them, because there the get is the proof. That the Mishnah says in Gittin, these noshim are never to say, because over there the get is mochiach, therefore we trust them. Hashem can hear there's no get, we do not trust them. Now, what's going to be Eid El Eimer Mace? One aide came to Bezdin and said, we saw the husband died. So, Venisa is Bezdin gives her after to remarry, and she remarried. And then, Abu Achavim, another aide came and said, Loi Mace, the husband did not die. Is there We're at the end of Perek Yud Beis, the end of the last Mishnah. Again, when they're doing exactly what is the mitzvah chalitza, that Peshas the Kriya, that they used to read these psukim to them, both the Yovim and the Yvama had to say psukim. We ended up saying that Ad Kan Hoyimakin, up until these were the psukim that the Bezdin used to make them read. Now the Mishnah says, the end of the Mishnah was, Ukeshekri Rabbi Hurkinis, Tacha Salem, this place, Bekvar Etum. What he did was, Vagomez Kolaparshi, he read and finished off reading the whole rest of the parsha says there in the psukim, he didn't pass it. Vnikrish may be Yisrael, and therefore after that, huchsukulios gerem kol parsha. The minig used to be the makabel this minig that all the times afterwards, every chalitza they would finish off saying reading the whole psukim, and the psukim was vnikrish may be Yisrael beis chalutz hanoel. That they end up and say this also that now his name is called beis chalutz hanoel. So the Mishnah says mitzvah bedayonim v'le mitzvah betamidim. It's only the Dayonim used to say these psukim be makrit, and not to me, not the people sitting around, that they did not have to say this pasuk of Nikri Shema Bisuah Beis Chalutz Hanol. Reb Yudam Yudis says no, this last pasuk is mitzvah kol loimdim shom loima. Anybody who was standing there watching the chalitza, there's a mitzvah for them to say Chalutz Hanol, Chalutz Hanol, Chalutz Hanol. They have to say it three times. And the Loch attack is like Reb Yehuda, anybody there should say Chalutz Hanol, Chalutz Hanol, three times. Now we're up to Perek Yud Gimel. This talks about this Perek of Amitzah, the Indian of Miyun, that's a Ketano, a girl under 12 years old without two sires. Midiraisa, her father's allowed to marry her off. But if her father was Mace, then midiraisa she can't get married. It's only midirabbanan. So talking about kedusha ketana, let's say her brother or mother married her off. There's another case also kedusha ketana midirabbanan. Let's say the father married her off and she had nisuyin, and then she got a get, or else the first husband died. So also, since she had nisuyin, she's yotze. She went out of the father's rishus, and now the father can't marry her anymore midiraisa. Father marries her off, now it's only midirabbanan. So in the case where the ketana is married midirabbanan, there's a loch of niyin. When she wants absolve the kedushin, she doesn't have to receive a get, but she can just make me and say she doesn't want him anymore, and that